Before the 2010s, there were the 2000s. Many hit shows came out of this decade, such as this, that, this one, another one, that one, all of these shows and more. But for my aging mind, some of this content appeared to be growing a little stale. Don't get me wrong, these are excellent shows, but there's only so much of this I can take.
You guys really burn me up!
A good cartoon will keep you up at night and force your parents to ban you from watching it, whereas bad cartoons are, well, terrible. Thought my brain was getting smoother at some of these new shows coming out.
Johnny want
first edition Dork Space Travelers. Wonder how much it costs.
But along came classics like Adventure Time and Amazing World of Gumball, the former with its pristine storytelling and the latter with its stylistic disunity of animation and live objects. But to me, they still lacked the fire I needed to feel like a young adult. They heard my calls, Cartoon Network did, to deliver regular show. For those who don't know, the show tracks the daily lives of Mordecai and Rigby, who work at the park. However, with a premise this vague, the show manages to capture important themes while maintaining its goofy and surreal comedy. Specifically, the show introduced adult themes and pushed the boundaries of kids' entertainment. This is why regular show is an underrated classic. The word entropy is defined as the lack of order or predictability, a gradual decline into disorder. Perfect word to describe this show. In every episode, there is a conflict the characters encounter and must overcome. But at the climax, while they're attempting to solve the conflict, they experience an escalation in the problem, something so unpredictable, so absurd, one can only enjoy the humor in it. Typically, these escalations are done by quickly subverting the outcome and allowing the characters to adapt to the new circumstances. A great example of this for me is in the episode Pie Contest, where Mordecai and Rigby are judges for a pie contest, but gave everyone perfect scores because they are unable to be honest to each contestant, resulting in a tie. To alleviate the stress of breaking hearts, Mordecai and Rigby employ the help of a trash can residing talking pie who says he will deem a winner of the contest as long as they
don't come out till I say.
What? Why?
Just don't come out till I say.
Okay!
What unfolds next is pandemonium. This destruction prompts Mordecai and Rigby to be honest with their assessments of the pies to save the lives of all those afflicted. Regular show stands alone with being able to surprise and upend what you thought was going to happen. The wild silliness is what makes it so enjoyable to watch.
Margaret, your pie! Your pie! It was the worst pie I've ever seen. Somehow it was burned and
fucking raw in the middle.
Yes, chef.
Fucking useless. Fucking shit.
Tasted like barf.
This show is home to some of the most zany characters on television. I mean, alongside Mordecai, you got Benson a gumball machine, Skips an immortal yeti, Pops a genetically enhanced lollipop, Muscle Man, and High Five Ghost. For those who know, there are other side characters that pop up here and there, but for the most part, these are the main guys. Besides being a comedic juggernaut, regular show explored character relationships and allowed them to grow. Let's talk about that raccoon a little bit, Rigby. Right from the jump, he is established as a lazy, unmotivated slacker. He sleeps on the job, is a heavy video game player, selfish, and doesn't get along with some of his colleagues, specifically park manager and boss Benson. Let me explain. Benson and Rigby are locked in an office where one of them must decide who is going to write the resignation letter, following an incident with a cake. Both individuals refuse to comply with this notion and instead bond over wings and their non-understanding dads, Benson's for drumming and Rigby's for incessant comparisons to his younger brother. The respect they have for each other not only grows, but a friendship is birthed. This progression seen by Rigby is not limited to his work life, but also creeps into his personal, when he entertains a relationship with Eileen. As a high school dropout, Rigby is teased for not being as smart as his contemporaries and is questioned for making certain decisions, primarily by Mordecai in the episode More Smarter. This is compounded when he discovers Eileen has dreamt of marrying a genius, someone he doesn't see himself as without a diploma. So to be a better man for her, Rigby goes back to school, demonstrating he can challenge himself to be in a committed relationship and finally accomplish a goal that has been nagging him the majority of his life. This achievement does not bode well with Mordecai, who feels he is losing the reins on the smarter friend label. I'm not going to get into this, as it's better to watch and experience for yourself. With this character arc, Rigby is able to appear as an actual human, or in this case, a raccoon. He isn't confined to the common caricature of a reckless, quipping, good-for-nothing groundskeeper. The show provides him with enough opportunities to grow from his mistakes. At the center of its characters and bizarre outcomes, Regular Show conveys messages relevant to everyone. As mentioned earlier, Rigby completed high school, resolved his identity issue, specifically how he wanted to be perceived by others, but most importantly, how he wanted to feel. But enough about Rigbone, let's talk about some Mordecai. This episode finds Mordecai wanting to formally ask Margaret to be his girlfriend at a high-end restaurant. Much to his chagrin, Margaret delivers unfortunate news.
But there's this. I got into my dream school. I really like you, Mordecai, and what we have is special, but I may never get this opportunity again. I'm sorry, but I can't be your girlfriend.
This leaves Mordecai utterly heartbroken. It develops into a depressive state for him. The rest of his friends do whatever they can to wrest him from this sunken place. Through them, he discovers he must keep pressing forward. And life moves on. During all 8 seasons of its run, Regular Show was able to inject hilarious new ideas into a cartoon landscape that needed some shifting. It provided relatable themes played out by a unique cast of characters while never sacrificing its originality and spirit. Wrapped in all of this are adult innuendos that I've literally only picked up now, like Benson getting high on wings or the boys getting drunk on sodas. Anywho, it was one of my favorite shows when I was younger and it still holds up for me today. Regular Show is a series everyone should watch, and even if you've seen it, go ahead and watch it again. It wouldn't hurt. It's a diamond in the rough, and there won't be another one quite like it.